This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thank you for staying tuned. I'm Shaoning and this is the Morning Run with Roshan Kunnison. It has just gone past 7:19 in the morning, Thursday the 24th of December. And in about half an hour, we'll be speaking to Nigel Wong, Honorary Secretary General of the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents, on the country's 10-year national tourism policy, which was announced yesterday. But in the meantime, let's talk about vaccines and Parliament. Because yesterday, AstraZeneca Malaysia said that first deliveries of its vaccines to Malaysia will come in the first half of 2021 and be supplied at cost. So earlier this week, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced that the government had signed an agreement with this pharmaceutical company for 6.4 million doses of its COVID-19 drug. It was reported that the government is also in talks with Chinese and Russian manufacturers as well. But much is unknown about negotiations behind the scenes. Meanwhile, Dr. Kelvin Yee, MP for Kuching and a member of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Health, Science and Innovation, has called for updates on the progress of the COVID-19 procurement process. So for more on this, we're speaking to Dr. Kelvin Yee himself. Now, Dr. Kelvin, you're calling for the PSC on Health and Science and Innovation to receive more updates on vaccine procurement and distribution plans. Why is this? Are there specific parts of the vaccine procurement process that have raised red flags for you?
Thank you so much. Good morning. Yes, I believe there is a huge need for legislative oversight, especially on this matter, because it's of a huge public interest. I think the PSC role is a bit different from the PAC, where the PAC is more focused on the financial irregularities, which is particularly a hot topic after the expose by the Belgian minister, the prices of vaccines that they're getting, as well as a statement by the Prime Minister on the 13th of December at that time, which mentioned that they have spent about 2 billion for only 30% of vaccine for 30% of the population. So that's a discrepancy, but of course that was being clarified by the minister in mostly by YB Khairi Jamaluddin. But for the PSC, I believe there is a different role to play, and our concern is mainly the whole picture or the whole ecosystem of the national vaccination strategy or program that is available. So I strongly believe transparency and accountability is needed so that we can increase public confidence and acceptance of the vaccine to prevent hesitancy. So for me, there's no particular red flag per se, but rather the importance of accountability of the whole process from the initial planning, all stages of purchase and procurement of vaccine, approval, regulatory checks through the MPRA, distribution plans, logistics, infrastructure, prioritization, population groups, etc. So the issue is we're approaching at the end of the year, with the vaccine said to arrive as early as February, but yet we are still quite in the dark in terms of the whole national strategy. And that is why I feel there is a need for updates, scrutiny and accountability.
But I'm just curious whether, you know, if there is more transparency, how would you like it to be kind of pushed forward? Is it the communication at Parliament level? Should it be to the public? How should we know what's happening? I mean, that's my question, right?
The next Parliament sitting is only in March. So I believe that constant updates and continuous updates is important to instill confidence to the public. And one of the best ways, of course, as YB Khairi Jamaluddin mentioned, that there were certain issues that were under NDA or non-disclosure agreement. I believe that the PSC will be a good platform in order to get updates such as this. And I mean, many important things that needs to be discussed, including what I've mentioned before. But what else is important is also that they need to be transparent in terms of the appointments of local companies that will be engaged to provide the so-called support system to the vaccination process. We know that vaccines such as Sinovac, CanSino, as well as the Gamaleya, which was the Sputnik V, they will be appointing local companies. So who they are, what are their qualifications, what are their track records, these are very important to be updated.
Now, vaccine procurement is like one facet of handling the COVID-19, but what else lies under this PSC's mandate?
I believe that since we are in the middle of a pandemic, I believe the PSC play a very important role to provide input and also to scrutinize the approaches by the government handling the whole pandemic,
its effectiveness, future plans to deal with it, on top of ongoing other health issues. I think one of the authority that the PAC have is we can call in different groups to also get in their inputs. And this, of course, includes medical groups, association, health coalitions, NGOs, to get their input and feedback to the ministry. So for me, this activates a whole society approach involving different stakeholders, including the public, and another important arm, which is, of course, the private sector.
But, you know, there's always this balance, right, between involving members of the public and, you know, this private-public partnership. But at the same time, there's this urgency to roll out the vaccines and to make it available as soon as possible. So, you know, what's the best combination? Because we don't want a delay either.
I personally don't see it. Scrutiny is important, regardless of what. And I don't see delaying the whole process, because I think, especially the procurement of the vaccine, most of the agreements have already been signed. But this scrutiny is important as a countercheck and a reminder for not only this agreement, but if any future agreement. I don't think the delays will come from them. The delays that we're looking at is likelihood the regulatory approval by the MPRA, which is said to take 90 to 120 days. So that itself must be scrutinized.
Okay, what other measures would you like to see to ensure accountability to the general public when it comes to the vaccine rollout then?
I think once the ministry reports to the PSC in Parliament with this legislative oversight, I believe this body can then make the necessary reports even to the public. So it gives more credibility to the whole approach, and that instills confidence in the public to increase acceptance and also decrease hesitancy in the vaccine.
And just switching tone slightly to ask about the Public Accounts Committee. Now, the government has reported that the details made with the vaccine manufacturers will be revealed to the PAC, provided they sign a non-disclosure agreement. Now, is this the norm and is it acceptable?
I guess it's not a norm, because once PAC normally scrutinise an issue, they will also have to table it in Parliament. And since there's an NDA, it severely handicaps that function. So I think, in my view, the procurement process is just one facet of it. It's important to scrutinize, but there is a huge, bigger picture that we have to scrutinize, which is the whole process, the whole national strategy itself.
But I do notice, like, even governments like Singapore are not willing to disclose the amount of money they've paid for their respective vaccines.
I think because with the negotiations with the pharmacy companies, in most cases, they would have an NDA. And of course, I accept the explanation given by the minister. However, even with the NDA, I believe there can be some scrutiny on a parliamentary level with a certain agreement that certain issues cannot be revealed to the public.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Dr. Kelvin Yee, MP for Kuching, giving us his views on the best way forward with regards to the vaccine rollout and how important it is that the government is accountable and transparent with the process. I think it's also essential as part of that overcoming some of the misinformation out there and maybe some of the vaccine hesitancy that we are seeing. Roshan, what were your key takeaways?
I like that he very quickly off the bat broke down the difference between the PSC and the PAC, right? Because there's only one letter difference between these two acronyms here. PAC looks at the money side, the deal, the how it's being spent, and the PSC is looking at the overall strategy. I think that's the way, a good way of taking a look at it. And we've got a poll running on Twitter as right now, asking you about, do you think the government is being transparent enough with its vaccine procurement process? Let us know what you think about this. It currently stands at quite evenly split, 43% yes, 43% no, and 14% not sure.
Yeah, do let us know what you think. It's important, I think, that we have this conversation and we continue to ask the right questions to the government, because it's essential, right, that we have all the information out there. And I do know that, you know, there are NDAs signed with this pharmaceutical company, but at the end of the day, we should know the accounts, right? How much money was spent? Maybe the total amount spent to roll out this vaccine to all 32 million Malaysians, because as far as I know, it is going to be free. All right. But up next, we'll be speaking to Stephen Leslie, lead analyst for the financial services at EIU, for an outlook on the sector in 2021. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.